Well, as we finish out the show, here we are with our inbox, and I'm going to get to answer today's question, which I always enjoy when I can kind of weigh in with some stuff. So question for today, our listener says, I only became a Christian at the start of the year and just started talking to a really lovely guy a few weeks ago. We've seen each other a few times in group settings. Tonight, we're going for drinks and dinner and then going to a church event. My only concern is that he's been a bit noncommittal about whether this is actually a date or not, and I'm very unclear as to whether he's interested in pursuing a relationship or if he just sees us as friends. What should I do? Should I ask him tonight? I'm worried that would put too much pressure on the evening, but I also don't want it to be unclear. Any advice would be much appreciated. Well, this is kind of a classic scenario. I'm glad you asked it because it's good for us to revisit this once in a while. So I'll be just kind of like frank and obvious about a couple things first. First of all, you know, going out on a date without much clarity is totally fine. In fact, I would say going on a few dates is probably okay, because the whole purpose of him asking you out and figuring this thing out is like, do I actually want to pursue a relationship? So, you know, you're saying you're unclear as to whether he's interested in pursuing a relationship. He may not know that either. And so be okay with that. Now, I would say there should be some cues, though, coming up here. Like, if he is a guy, you know, like we say here at Boundless, if he wants to be the guy who steps up and pays for the date and makes it very clear that this is a date, that is especially awesome. And that breeds clarity, of course. So you'll maybe take some cues from that based on what he says. Either way, though, I would say after, you know, when you hit the 4, 5, 6 date mark, you're going to start needing some information here. And so that's where either he's going to start providing it or you're going to have to start asking for it. And so, you know, again, what, you know, figure out what's going on. What is his intention? Does he want to keep pursuing something? Is he still dating other people? At this point, is he paying for your dates? Is he saying that they're dates or that you guys are dating? What are the kind of questions that he's asking you? And so I think that's really important. You also mentioned that you're a new Christian, which is great. Hey, we're excited for you. So in the process, especially as you're dating as a new Christian, there are a lot of questions you're going to have, a lot of guidance that I would recommend you get. And so don't ditch Jesus for this relationship. Remember, nothing can supplant or replace your relationship with Christ and your relationship with other seasoned believers who are going to help you navigate through this time as well. So, you know, the relationship with a person is, you know, a dating relationship is a gift. It is not the giver. And so make sure that Jesus Christ is at the center of everything that you're doing. And again, don't do this alone. I hope you have some mature Christians, maybe from your church, who are now in your life, who you can be accountable to in this process. And I think that'll be super helpful as you kind of navigate some of the ins and outs of like, where's this going? What does this look like? What are the types of things that we're talking about and stuff? You want to do this relationship in community. And so I hope that you will do that. We will be praying for you. And I hope you get great believers and friends around you to do the same. And again, don't be ashamed to ask questions. Figure out where this guy is coming from. Make sure he's super solid in his faith. And I think you'll be off on the right foot. So thanks so much for your question. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. We hope you are enjoying your summer. We're like smack dab in the middle of it, which is great. So not a bad time to be asking questions. So do write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we will answer your question in the future. And I hope some of you are still planning on coming out here, too, because we wanted visitors and we want you to come and say hi and take a photo and tell us about yourselves. So make sure you're doing that as well. In the meantime, I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.